Tov Tzadik Vov Ziv Beis Ein Chilik Ben Yish and the Shena Ela Linyan Beis. The difference between the first day and the second day of Yontif is respect to burying a person. Then the first day a Jewish person cannot bury somebody on Yontif. On the second day of Yontif, Jewish people are allowed to actually dig the grave and bury him on Yontif. Chayn Likho Lesa'ayin. Another nafkimina is it's talking about a person who has some type of discomfort in his eye, pain in his eye. And on Yontif Rishon, it's also to do this type of medicine, whereas in Yontif Sheni is permitted. Now, you have to understand that we're talking about not that he has a serious eye condition. A serious eye condition you can do even on Shabbos. But some type of minor, very minor eye condition. It has to be the level, and that, and Yontif Sheni were more lenient. You have to be trusted in the region, If a person is a choyle, they ain't boy sakona. There's no life-threatening nature of the choyle, so he can have a goy d'malachas from, but he cannot do any. The second day, even a Jewish person can do a malacha for the choyle. The second day of Rosh Hashanah is equivalent to the first day in respect to this. Tavkis as the Ramah, Shavuz the Rabbanu, Dubi the Michal, Eino, Avav Melocha, also the Yisrael, as I said, Filu, Yom Tosheni. In other words, even though generally, a Chayla, Shein Besakona, we do not permit the Yisrael Rabbanu, like the Yisrael, only the Goy. So in Yom Tosheni, we permit a Jew to do Yisrael Rabbanu. To do Yisrael Raisa, we do not permit him, the Mokim, a Chayla, Shein Besakona, even on the second day of Yom Tosheni.